You've connected with a worldwide network of millions. You're on TalkZone.com.
Together we can do great things.
Internet Talk Radio. Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to This Week in America on the Blue Funk Broadcasting Radio Network, website thisweekinamerica.us. Back with us on the program, Taylor Wilshire. She's been on several times before, an excellent guest. She's the author of the book, The Book of Mom. Her website is bookofmom.net. And Taylor is sort of explaining here, it took a while to sort out, find the proper balance in her life. And she was able to find that. And she married a couple of children, was a top executive with the top 50 company in the Fortune 500. So she's actually been there. When she's talking about the experiences and what she found to sort things out and find that balance, it's actually occurred in her life. Taylor, welcome back to This Week in America. Always great to have you on the program.
Thank you so much for having me. Pleasure to be here.
There's so many things to talk about that come out of the Book of Mom and her bestseller from a couple of years ago, The What If Guy. One of the things you talk about is balanced motherhood, and that is so difficult because everybody's torn in so many different directions. One of the things you talk about in the book with the character Tate is having a sense of humor. We've talked about, you know, having a best friend, somebody you can talk to, meditation, that type of thing. How important is just having a sense of humor, laughing, and putting everything in perspective?
You know, I think it's everything. I mean, if you can't laugh about something, I think you're missing out on some joy that's, you know, ready there for you. The main character is very sarcastic, and I think I have a little bit of a sarcastic sense of humor. Because sometimes you just have to, you know, get you through.
Yeah, you find yourself laughing and suddenly you feel better. You've taken a situation that could be tense, could be a difficult situation, and you're laughing about it. So a sense of humor is important. You talk about something else, too, in using intuition. And this time I'm going to say, hopefully not sexist, but female intuition. When I'm debating something in my mind, usually when I throw it out to my wife, she has pretty much an instinct that will guide me in the right direction. You find that's true, that we need to rely more on our instinct?
Yeah, I believe we all, male or female, have that intuition. I think with guys, they call it the gut feel.
Well, yeah, and I didn't want to say gut, but that, yeah, that's exactly. I have a gut feel. She's got intuition. Intuition sounds much nicer.
Yeah, intuition, I think, is that thing that really directs us to be in the right space. You know, some call it the divine. Some call it just a knowingness or listening to your heart. And really how you get there, it's all about the breath. And we talked about this, you know, before, but it's really how we take good care of ourselves is we do take a breath. And the analogy, I'll make it again, is if an airplane is going to crash, we're supposed to put the oxygen mask on ourselves first before we put it on those around us. And that breath is really that gets us present in the moment, allows us to tap into our intuition. It gives us a break so our head stops spinning. And I think that's where we can find all the answers to everything for our life and the things that overwhelm us and the things that we just ask for direction.
You find when things are coming at you 100 miles an hour and you're in that point of being overwhelmed, if you do slow down, take a breath, think it through, they're still coming at you 100 miles an hour, but at least in your mind, you're sort of diverting some of that. You're getting out of the way and able to handle the situation a little bit better by taking that pause.
Yeah, and it's almost like you're not thinking about it. You know, in meditation, they say when we pray, we're talking to God. When we meditate, God is talking to us. And this isn't my quote. And I like that idea that when we're still, when our mind is not thinking, when it's still and at peace and almost blank, then we can hear our heart. Then we can hear that intuition. Then we can hear that gut. And it's usually a quick answer, yes, no, or, you know, it's not like a long, drawn-out sentence.
You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us. Taylor Wilshire is our guest, author of the Book of Mom. It's a novel, and it's an easy read. It's entertaining, and it will guide you through some of these balance issues that we all go through to try to sort out life, slow it down a little bit, and enjoy it to its max. Website is bookofmom.net. One thing, in going to that website, you have daily inspirations. Got a couple minutes left in this segment. The one, and it's gone now, but as we're doing the program, miracles occur naturally as expressions of love. And a lot of the messages you have, inspirations, talk about miracles. And for most of us, we think of miracles. I'm going to win the lottery. The Cubs are going to win the World Series. You know, big issues like that. Define what you're talking about with miracles.
You know, a miracle, this isn't my definition again. It comes from A Course in Miracles. But the idea is when we shift from a fearful place to a loving place, when we have that shift, a miracle occurs. So you can look at it as, you know, the glass is half full. And you kind of know what that shift is all about. It's when things are feeling good. It could be just little things, like you go to the dry cleaner and it's 6:02 and they close at 6, but they let you in. It's all those moments that work, those little moments, is, you know, those little chances of love. And there's a million of them that happen throughout the day that we just forget to stop and acknowledge them. That's really what, you know, a miracle is all about, a place of love and peace and goodness. It comes from the heart, and things just flow.
You know, you think of so many cases like that, maybe in the family, where you're off to go somewhere and you're yelling at the children to get ready and get in the car, we've got to get going, and you find out that your four-year-old daughter has just made a picture, "Mommy, I love you."
Exactly.
You know, one of those moments where that really is an expression of love, and in itself, it's a miracle.
Yes. And, you know, those are the moments we weave through, and, you know, that's what life is all about. You know, you can call them a divine moment, or if you're a spiritual person, or just a beautiful moment, no matter what you believe in.
Just slow down and enjoy life, and you'll find that balance. Our guest on This Week in America, Taylor Wilshire, author of The Book of Mom. It's an excellent book. The website is excellent as well, bookofmom.net. Taylor, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Come back. We've got much more to talk about.
Thank you so very much. It's been a pleasure to be on.
You are listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us.
Will airfares go so high only the rich can fly? On the next This Week in America, Rick talks with the CEO of FareCompare.com, which tracks airfares for consumers. This Week in America is heard coast to coast on great radio stations like KJET-FM, Seattle, Washington, 105.7 Today's Hits, and KHBR-AM, 1560 AM, Dallas, Waco, Texas.
This Week in America with Rick Bratton.
This Week in America is online. You can visit our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Scott Pinkerton, associate producer of This Week in America. Jay Anderson, segment producer. Ben Watson, webmaster. Otto Bechet, director of engineering and TV production. This Week in America produced and is a trademark of Blue Funk Broadcasting, LLC, and nationally syndicated by Syndication Networks Corporation. For information on all of our guests and to listen to this week's show, our website again at thisweekinamerica.us. And I'm Sean Bratton, executive producer of This Week in America.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.